Ayo, welcome in. This is the Igloo Review, talking sports on here. Welcome. Thank you for listening to Rookie Radio, Real College Radio. We have a great cast and crew, two familiar faces or voices, and then we are also Brian Yagerless, but we have a pretty good replacement. Go ahead and introduce yourself, everyone.
What is up, guys? I'm Colin Headley. I'm the host of the Off Topic Show here on Rookery Radio.
Nice.
Real College Radio.
What day and what time, my dude?
That is on Tuesdays from noon until 2, live, and we record all our episodes and we upload them to our website, www.the-off-topic-show.
And that is the longest name. I will not visit it solely because of
and
that.
And then they're on Apple Podcasts, on the Podbean app, podbean.com, and Google Play podcast stuff.
Is your podcast name The Hyphen?
No, it's the off-topic show with Colin and Scott.
All right.
Well, I'm Nate.
Anything else? That's just you?
Yeah, I was here last week. In case you're listening, it's me. I'm Nate.
I was here last week.
My name's Jeff.
My name is Brent Bigelow. I am the host for the show here, also for Jamcast. And since we're shouting out other shows, check out The Shuffle, Mondays 3 to 5 on Rookie Radio.
Shameless
College
self-plug
Radio.
There.
Yeah, you know, since that's what we're doing.
I plug shamelessly pretty much everywhere. Anywhere I am.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
It's called self-promotion. It's the fancy word for it.
Yeah, sure.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some baseball coming up because that's Nate's thing. Nate loves baseball.
I don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I know enough to get by, like to watch a game. Like, I know what's happening. But, like, if you were there, like, yo, who's winning in the AFL Central
division? AFL Central?
Yeah, the AFL Central.
The American Football League Central?
Yeah, of MLB, you know.
Yeah. See,
I don't know anything about it.
I know, like, four baseball players' names, and I'm pretty sure three of them are retired. And I don't know any of the stats. I understand the rules and the concepts of baseball, but I don't watch it because I feel like it's incredibly boring.
Yeah, like I said, we're going to talk baseball. We got some football to talk about, all the crazy stuff happening with NFL quarterbacks.
Rip.
We can talk about the Browns, react to that. Steelers, react to that. Why shoot football stuff with them being on a bye week. And, yeah, a bunch of other cool stuff.
But before we start, Brent.
Yeah.
I believe today is a certain day.
It is. I mean, every day is a certain day. It is Jer's day, everybody.
It is.
And somebody didn't get the memo.
He didn't know he was going to be on the show until
a half hour before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 12 o'clock. You're like, hey, Brian can't do the show. Do you want to be on? You're like, yeah, man.
Sure. Yeah.
You should have a jersey on you at all times.
Yeah.
Definitely not. I own one jersey, and it's very sacred to me. It's only ever been hung up or worn. It's never been, like, folded up or anything.
Wow.
Who is it?
It's Justin Tuck. Defensive end for the Giants.
Nice.
It's going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's an explosive jersey.
Love it.
Was that him? No, it wasn't Justin Tuck. He was the guy that blew his fingers off for the Jets.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Ah. That joke would have been funny if it was him.
It would have been pretty funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now he plays for the Buccaneers.
So. Does he really? Yep. Justin Tuck still.
Justin Tuck is retired.
Honestly, I thought he retired.
Yeah, no, Pierre-Paul needs to, since he plays for the Buccaneers, he needs to have a hook hand.
See, the great thing about that is a good joke. But Tuck, the year after I bought the jersey, went to the Oakland Raiders.
And, that's unfortunate.
Then he signed a one-day contract to retire a Giant. Boom.
That's
jersey
the greatest,
still viable.
That's exciting. Greatest feeling ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So we're talking jersey talk. I have an Antonio Brown jersey.
Rip. Why?
Signed and everything by
Rip.
Him.
I'd keep it.
I know. I'm still going to keep it. But, like, I was going to frame it and stuff. Because I also have a lot of signed things by him.
I would get the jersey framed because it will be worth something one day.
When he retires.
Yeah. I met him.
Unless he gets arrested.
I met him in person for a signing at the Southern Park Mall back in the day. And I have a picture.
Back before he was psycho?
Yeah. I shook his hand, signed it and everything. It was cool. It was an awesome experience.
He signed your hand?
Not my hand. He had a picture he signed. Yeah.
You.
Well, speaking of signing arms and limbs and stuff, there's a guy at the
he got Odell's autograph on his forearm.
Yeah, at the Browns Jets game on Monday night.
And he got it tattooed. That's cool and all, but like, why?
Because OBJ is, you know, one of the greatest young talents ever to play the game of football.
You're not wrong, but at the same, you're just salty because he left the Giants.
I am. And he didn't leave the Giants. He was traded.
Whoa.
Against his will. Okay.
Yeah, because he didn't want out of there or anything.
He just got signed to like a 7-year max deal.
The Giants aren't equivalent to the Jets right now or anything. Nothing too crazy.
I mean, they're definitely as good or better than the Jets.
Okay, we got a little off topic.
It's fine. Listen,
plug my show.
The off topic show.
Let's get it.
That's what Colin's in here. It happens. He has his natural ability to just throw people off their.
You just push the conversation.
If all of a sudden you just find yourself over, like, you know, this weird tangent about.
It's just like when you're on YouTube and
Subways.
You go to watch a video about how to. tie your shoes, and then you end up a giraffe giving birth or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're watching, like, snake bite victims and stuff. Yeah. Like,
you're like, how did I get here? Yeah. What happened? How did I get here?
We took a weird turn.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to talk about those type of things today. What do you guys want to jump into first? Want to do baseball?
I want to talk about what jersey you're wearing.
Oh, that's right. We continue the jersey talk.
Discussion.
Yeah, I have a Ryan Sandberg Chicago Cubs jersey. It's my second Chicago jersey I've wore to the show.
Andy Sandberg?
No.
Stop.
Ryan Sandberg.
Don't know who he is, man.
He is a really good batter. That's all I know. I don't know much about baseball.
Yeah, he was a solid hitter.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah? You never played baseball, though.
I did when I was a child.
Got you.
I do remember.
Your t-ball days?
I hit some dingers, dude.
I feel like his memory is completely skewed from what actually happened.
It was soft pitch, and then if you striked out three times, you got a T.
If you striked out?
Or if you got three strikes, you got the T, and you got to hit for free off the T.
So you were four. When was the last time you played baseball?
Yeah, I was pretty close. I couldn't have been like seven.
I played some wiffle ball over the summer. I did pretty good.
Yeah. Wiffle ball is a fun sport to
play. It is fun.
But the jersey I'm rocking today is a one John Stockton Utah Jazz jersey, throwback purple. Got
it's
the mountains
nice.
On it. I do enjoy it.
Mountains.
I would have got a Karl Malone jersey, though. Karl Malone's a badass.
See, I like John Stockton, though.
Yeah.
It's a fun name to say, Stockton.
Stockton.
But fun fact about the jersey itself, it's one of the Hardwood Classic originals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a legitimate jersey that should have cost me about $100+.
Yeah, for sure.
I got it for $15 plus $3 shipping on Amazon.
Amazon is crazy.
Is that legit?
And I got
is that
it,
a real
and I got
jersey?
It new. Yes, feel the stitching. Feel the stitching.
Feel the stitching.
Okay. All right, that's legit. It's pretty legit.
Yeah. I got that Mitchell Ness on. I love Mitchell Ness.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I've got a couple Mitchell and Ness hats.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I've reached that point in my life where I can no longer wear just a t-shirt under a basketball jersey, so I usually rock it with a hoodie.
Why not?
I don't know. It just feels weird. Doesn't feel right.
I'll wear like a cutoff on a jersey.
See, no. I can't.
Because I wear NFL jersey. They all have sleeves.
Yeah. I mean, true.
Now, I'm a classic white
tee. I was talking basketball jerseys, not just regular jerseys in general.
The only basketball jersey I think I would ever own would be like a Jordan one. Maybe Shaq.
I have a Larry Bird jersey. I'm going to bust one of these
Ooh.
Days. Yeah. Ooh. I love the Birdman.
You know what? I take
it
back.
I high-key want a Magic Johnson jersey.
Oh, yeah. The Showtime Laker jerseys. Those are sweet with the shadow numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Dude, Dennis Rodman.
When? Depends when. When he was on the Bulls or when he was with the Pistons?
Or San Antonio.
No, I want it when he's all like weirded out on the Bulls, man. That's
what I kind of like. When it comes to basketball jerseys, I don't want players that everyone has. Like, I don't want a LeBron jersey.
Yeah.
I don't want a Kyrie jersey.
I would never
jersey.
Want a LeBron
I don't
jersey.
Want – that's besides the point.
I have one.
But I wouldn't want – I don't want one like that. Like, if I get a throwback jersey, the next one I'm going to get – sorry, Dad – is the is a Detroit Pistons jersey. Probably going to be Rick Mahorn or Bill Laimbeer. Maybe Isaiah Thomas.
Those are some deep cuts, though. I like that.
What about, Kobe pre-Lakers?
No. What do you mean pre-Lakers? When he was in high school?
He was Charlotte Hornets jersey? Is that what you want?
Get it, man.
No, but like that's just like my view
How
on stuff like that.
Would
like,
that
you
be?
Said, yeah. like you said, like you said, why don't you have a Karl Malone jersey? And that's because
everybody has that.
Yeah, and that's because like John Stockton, like
it's
different. And that's just something like I want it, like basketball jerseys are different in that sense, just because like a lot of the throwback ones are gonna be like for cheaper ones that look cool are gonna be players you've never heard of.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to have a San Antonio Spurs Rodman jersey. But since we were talking about Rodman, do you guys see the 30 for 30?
I haven't seen the 30 for
30
yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
I cried. And I'm not going to lie.
Like, it cried was, as in sad or cried as in laughing?
It's like sad.
Why is
Dude,
it sad?
Because he has such a tragic life. He really did. Like, everybody he ever, like, loved or, like, looked up to, like, left him.
Rip.
And it's so sad. Like, every time, like, you're like, yeah, life's going great. And when
Tragedy.
Like, yeah, when he plays with the Pistons, you're like, life's going great. He won three championships with the tour. Yeah, back-to-back. I'm sorry. He went back-to-back with them. And then everybody gets cut from the team.
Mm-hmm.
They lose their coach. He looked to who he looked to as like a father figure. Just it was tragic. And then he gets traded.
It sucks.
Yeah, he goes to the Spurs, basically like drinks his life away down there in San Antonio. Then he goes to the Bulls, where like Michael Jordan and the Zen Master are like, we're not going to take any of that crap. And then getting straight out. Wins more championships, and then...
Goes insane.
Literally goes insane while he's
does
there.
Does he go insane, or does he just, like, really branch out in his personality? Man?
I think it's a mix of both.
He was doing, like, really outlandish things.
If you watch the doc, he doesn't seem like he's gone in the head. He just seems like he's...
See, I follow him, and I followed him before the 30 for 30 came. I follow him on Snapchat and Instagram, and, like, dude, he's hilarious.
He is funny. He's hilarious. He's so naive. Like, it's unreal to think that that guy you're looking at is naive. Like, he's just like, I just want everybody to like me and be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So he does stupid stuff like go to North Korea and, like, hang out with Kim Jong-un and stuff like that. You know, like, he's just naive and doesn't know.
I think a lot of it comes to, so, not the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30,
sure,
but the Pistons, the Bad Boys 30 for 30, yeah, hands down one of the best that they've
good.
Produced.
It was really good.
But they talk about, they touch on Dennis Rodman's, like, life story.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have a father figure.
Yeah.
His, I think it was either his father or his stepfather, like, severely beat his mom. And, like, he said in the documentary, like, I never knew love. She couldn't really show that. And so, like, when I had the opportunity, when he went to a low college.
Yeah.
And then got drafted, like, he didn't know how to react. And I think that played a huge role in, like, now that he's an adult and he doesn't have basketball anymore.
He's a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, even when he was in the NBA, like, when he was in that age group, like, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because he had never seen it before.
It's definitely a good documentary. Check that out.
I will absolutely check that out,
though. It's really good. It's on, if you have ESPN Plus or anything, check
it out. I need
to
get that.
I do. I have it, and it's great.
Can I borrow your login?
Please.
Maybe some other time. Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Give it out live on the air right now.
But yeah, it's awesome. I recommend checking it out. So, what actual topic do you guys want to talk about?
I can just cover baseball real quick. Bust it out.
I'll put my standings, too.
I don't know anything about baseball, so I'm going to be dead silent.
Buckle up. The biggest story coming out, going into the end of the season, is the MVP race. Both the American and National League had their top contenders get stricken with injury. Specifically, Mike Trout just came out that he needs to have surgery on his, I think it's his foot, season-ending surgery. But his stats are still off the wall that he's probably still going to win MVP.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Aside from the home, he leads the American League in home runs. He,
because, like, the crazy part, like, from a fan that's, like, I'm just a fan of baseball overall.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that Yelich and Trout are both out for the rest of the season before, like, postseason baseball happens.
And they still have better stats than almost everyone
But the thing is, it's just a hit for Major League Baseball as is. That's already, like, not having a star player that's, like, a face of Major League Baseball. Because Mike Trout obviously and clearly is the best baseball player in the MLB.
In this generation.
Yeah. He's great. He's fantastic. But the thing is, he's not the guy that wants to wear that mantle of the face of the MLB. He just doesn't want that. Yelich was kind of taking that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Great Brewers team and everything. And now he's hurt. Kipnis for the Indians.
He's not even in the conversation.
I know. I'm saying, but, like, that's also just a big name, though. But he's, like, also not playing at all. Like, he's out for the season as well.
I get that.
There's just a lot of guys right now that are, like, big name baseball players are, like, oh, they're done for the year right before the postseason, which is arguably the best time for baseball.
And ironically, like, a lot of teams are getting their star players back. For example, the Yankees just got back Giancarlo Stanton. The Rays just got back in a very tight wild card race their one of their best pitchers, Blake Snell.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of those things where baseball is tricky like that. But just going over the home run race, oh my God. It is insane. Eugenio Suarez from the Cincinnati Reds came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No one was talking about him because they were talking about Pete Alonso, Mike Trout, Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich. Yelich isn't even in the top three anymore. Oh, wow. I just realized this. Jorge Soler from the Royals has 45. He is tied for third with Trout and Bellinger. Huh. So yeah, like these two guys came out of nowhere because everyone's focused on Alonso, Trout, and Bellinger and Yelich. That was the go-to for the longest time, but yes, it's going to be tight.
Suarez is stupid good.
Yeah,
all that guy does, like you said, he came out of nowhere. Was it after?
Who did you say, Soler or Suarez?
Suarez,
yeah,
for the Reds,
yeah.
Because I know, like, all he knows, that guy just hits home runs. That's all he does.
Yeah, like, he literally came out of nowhere. But that doesn't. The main focus when it comes to the home run race is Pete Alonso going to break Aaron Judge's home run records by a rookie, and he needs three more to tie, four to pass.
What's the record?
It is 52 or 53. I'd need to check the official stat, but I'm almost certain it's 52.
Was it last year the year for the year of the home run? Because now it's again, right? Because like, there's so many clubs right now that like they're just blowing away their old franchise. Oh yeah, single
like,
season.
Like the Yankees
homers.
Set an MLB record for most consecutive games with the home run. I think it's like 29, 30, maybe.
That's crazy.
It's insane. But that's pretty much it. Like when it comes to what people are looking at in MVP stuff, everyone knows that who is going to probably take it.
Yeah. Who's gold? Who are some Gold Glove guys that you think?
Gold Glove guys?
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't really pay too much attention to Gold Glove because there are so many different statistics when it comes to it.
Yeah.
Like, did he feel the ball? Like, there's, I lie. Maybe it's not as complicated as I'm making it out to be.
Yeah. Is there like a shoe-in guy that you would just off the
without
street?
A shadow of a doubt?
Yeah. Any infield or anything?
Nolan Arenado
for
the Rockies from the Rockies.
Off of the Rockies. Okay.
Yeah, third baseman.
Yeah,
hands down one of the best gloves around. But he just lights out. For a Gold Glove there. Just real quick, I'm going to touch on standings.
Okay.
So, last time we spoke, a lot of teams still had a couple magic numbers left. A lot of them had quite a few. But in the American League East, the Yankees, to win the division is one game, and I really hope that happens. For the Twins, their magic number is 7. They need to win 7 games. The Indians are in the same division, the AL Central. Excuse me. And if they lose 7, that's it.
Yeah, they're done.
That's it for them. So they need to just bust out a couple wins, not lose those 7 games for the wild card.
Yeah.
But in the AL West, the Astros already clinched a playoff berth. To win the division, it's they need to win 2 games. The AL wild card, the A's and the Rays are the 2 favorites for the wild card. In the National League,
the A's came out strong at the very beginning of
the
season.
Did.
Like, they were a great
middle,
team.
Like early beginning and middle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they were hot. They were one of the best teams.
Yeah.
And now they've kind of fallen off, injuries, trades, all that.
Yeah. Isn't Chris Davis on the team? Who's the young star for them?
Matt Chapman,
okay.
All right. NL East, first place team is the Braves. They already clinched a playoff berth, and to win the division, they need 2 wins. In the NL Central, arguably the toughest division in baseball, in my opinion. To win the division and a playoff berth, they need 8 wins.
Who? That's the Brewers?
That's the Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay.
So the Cardinals, to win the division, they need 8 wins. For the magic number for elimination, for the Cubs and Brewers, is both 8. So that race is super, super tight.
Yeah, it is. So if they both lose 8 games, they're both out? Is that what you're saying or something like that? How does that work?
When it comes to like the losing, I'm pretty sure if they lose 8 games, they're done.
Okay.
But
it's complicated.
The stats for that one is like how they figure it out is just... NL West, very easy to figure out. The Dodgers clinch the division and playoff berth, very easy. And the favorites for the NL wild cards are the Nationals and the Cubs and the Brewers. So if you're a Pirates fan, I apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah, they're in the toilet.
They've been in the toilet for forever.
Yeah, I know they have.
Not even a joke. Doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah. But
that's pretty much for baseball. There hasn't really been much breaking news except for...
A lot of the injuries towards the end of the year.
Yeah, a lot of the injuries towards the end of the year.
Cool. Great catching up with you on that, on the baseball end.
Yeah.
So now it's time for some football talk.
The only sport that matters.
I need you to stop speaking.
Listen, man, something that... I'm sorry, I just made that loud
noise. It's okay,
noise.
You're good.
But, like, when I think of baseball, I think of a season that is, like, 400 games long.
See, and that's one of the biggest arguments that people have, is the pace of play, that the fact that games take 2.5-3 hours usually, and the season is just so long.
Season is, like, 10 months. It's really. Like, the whole year.
It runs from late April, no, it runs from beginning of April to October. So April,
like
May, June, July, August, September, October, 7.
7. That's way too long. Football's like 3 months and we're out.
I get it.
Yeah. Speaking of football.
Right.
I know you guys could go back and forth about
what's
more important.
Yeah. But what is very important, we could talk about our picks for the NFL last week. I have to bring it up. I won the picks for the NFL games.
Who did you have winning?
Well, we picked all the games, so I ended up with a record of 10-6. Nate had a 9-7 record, and then Brian had a 7-9 record.
Rip,
trash.
But the thing is, Brian destroyed us in the high school picks. Like, we'll get into that in a second, though.
Trashed us.
Yeah, just destroyed us. But later on, we'll take picks again and get that going to see how things are going. But Brian did win. Brian did win for the week. He won.
It doesn't count
because
he's not here to accept his award.
I'm gonna fill in, and I'm gonna fill in and keep his winning streak going. Don't worry.
Oh no, you're gonna fill in with the guest spot because we have Dom.
Oh, okay.
Dom was on before. He kind of filled in as a guest as well. So
how was Dom's record?
Dom did okay. Let me pull it up. So Dom over the high school games went 14-6.
Oh, that's pretty good to me, Brett.
That's pretty good. And then for the NFL, he went 9-6-1 because we had that stupid tie between the Cardinals and the Lions week one.
I didn't even realize there was a tie.
I didn't know either.
Well, I guess because Kyler Murray just had
oh, that's right. Yeah, they lost in overtime.
Yeah.
Or they tied in overtime.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's
ridiculous. We'll talk about that. Dude. But the crazy stuff that happened in week two is all of the quarterbacks just dropping like flies, and there's so many changes of...
Well, I don't know about dropping like
flies. Well, there's
a lot
couple
of
them. There's a couple of them. So, like, now...
There's big changes. I would say big changes.
The carousel
the
of quarterback is happening. Well, a lot of teams are changing starting quarterbacks, and it's only week three. Due to injuries or, in the Giants' case, just because.
Eli Manning's garbage.
Listen, we'll get into it. No, you shut your mouth. Blasphemy.
But, yeah, because it's local. Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Bust his elbow.
Yep.
And I'm not sad about it.
Now, did he? So I watched part of that game.
Yeah.
Did he get hit and mess up his elbow, or is it because he started throwing and it started to hurt?
Non-contact injury.
Non-contact.
Okay,
so,
because I saw him throw. I saw him grab at his elbow.
Yeah.
But I didn't know exactly what happened.
Yeah. So he threw and he believed he injured it. They went one more series.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Nope, I'm done."
Looked like he pulled a muscle. So, like, in baseball terms, it's like Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, he has to have Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, that's what it, like, right here in his forearm, his elbow, that whole muscle.
And I believe.
What are you looking at?
What? I was just, nothing. Sorry.
What's your problem?
But, I believe that, it's probably part of his throwing motion.
Oh, yeah.
Because not that he sidearms a lot, but he does sidearm quite a few throws.
Yeah.
With power behind him.
Naturally.
So. Just like a pitch.
He looked like he was in pain.
Yeah.
It looked like it hurt.
I mean, Ben always looks like he's in pain.
It's
he plays
true.
In Pittsburgh.
And like, I have been saying for the longest time that the Steelers need to get a solid young talent who is willing to learn behind a future Hall of Famer and put in the work to get to the position that Mason Rudolph's in.
It's literally Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, and they've been doing that like the last few years. They know,
no, but
they've
I mean,
known. Like, Ben Roethlisberger's time is coming up. So
because every time he gets hit, there's a collective gasp in all of Western Pennsylvania.
They've drafted so many quarterbacks. Like, off the top of my head, I can name five different quarterbacks that they've, like...
I can name two.
I can name at least five quarterbacks that they've drafted since Ben's been there to be, like, the next guy up. And so far, Mason Rudolph, honestly, even though it's preseason, has looked great. He's looked really good, even the 2 years he's been there.
Against Seattle, he looked good.
Yeah.
If he would have come out and won that game, everyone would be talking
about
Mason Rudolph.
They would have lost their marbles.
So, I saw on Twitter people freaking out because Ben's hurt, and they don't think Mason Rudolph is going to stand up. And, like, what are we going to do?
Look at
what happened in 2005 when Ben Roethlisberger came into the helm for, was it Greg Maddux? Tommy Maddux, sorry. I don't know why I said that. I don't know. But anyway, he let him do a Super Bowl.
Well, his first year, he led him to the AFC Championship.
That's
in
the second year as a starter, as an official name, the starter.
Yep.
So just look at it like that. Hopefully, being a Steeler fan, hopefully that Ben doesn't get replaced, so to speak. But I honestly think that because of his age, because of the injury proneness, he should just, after the surgery, he should take some time and think about if he wants to come back.
So in my head, what I want to happen, I think it would be good for the franchise if Mason Rudolph did take over. Ben's still under contract, and he said he's still interested in staying in contract and everything for the next, like, 2 years. He's a 3-year contract he just signed. He's like, I'm going to be there this whole season, helping him coach him up. And then, like, if Mason Rudolph really does, like, really well, why not? Why would you take him out if he's doing well?
Right.
Have Ben Roethlisberger be there as, like, the assistant head coach for this guy.
He becomes your quarterback coach.
Absolutely.
I think a big a big thing that's going to ease the transition here is 2 or 3 years ago, Big Ben was contemplating retirement. Like, he actively was fielding questions about retirement.
That was a conversation.
And you can see. You can see it in his face when he – when, like, they have a bad drive and then the defense gives up a touchdown. He's just, like – he's – you can see he's, like, not defeated, but you can just see the love on his face. He's like, all right.
The love for the game just isn't there.
Yeah.
And then, like, with the whole transition of quarterback, there's so many new young players that are really, like, decent and good. I just think it's a great time, clean slate, start with a great new quarterback. Well, I'll bring the word great. Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm going to bring back the word great. A good quarterback, and I think it's a great way to start afresh for the franchise.
And a thing for the Steelers to look at is the new quarterbacks in the AFC too. I mean, literally just in their division. I mean, you've got Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, who are obviously talented mm-hmm. young quarterbacks. And Big Ben is on his way out. So do you try and have Big Ben sit here and try and compete against those offenses?
Or do you bring somebody else in who can develop alongside them? Yep. I'm with you. And then on the other side, because they're in the same draft class, Eli Manning is...
And Daniel Jones,
which is a hairy situation.
I have a take on this. Colin, I apologize. They should have made this move 2 years ago.
They should have did it in the offseason. They should have traded away Eli.
Not traded away. They should have made this decision to have Eli be the backup 2 years ago.
I disagree 100%. 100%.
Tell me why.
If you watch Eli Manning's tape, he is definitely not as elite or as good or whatever you want to say he was 5 years ago. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's age. But if you watch closely and you pay a lot of attention, you can see Eli Manning consistently make the throws that we're used to him making. You know, bootlegs, anything deep. He's lost some of that distance, but he also only has one target to throw deep to, which is no longer even on the team.
But the thing is, any below-average quarterback should be able to make those mid-range throws.
You would think. But we see players like Jameis Winston who can't make those throws.
But he shouldn't be a starting quarterback.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure on that.
Unfortunately, with the Eli thing that you just said, how you're seeing, if you watch very closely and you're seeing this consistency, that's great and all, but when the team
consistently 9-7.
But when the team doesn't perform well to expectations of not only the fans but the front office, the coaches, everyone involved, then you have to shake something up. You have to try some new stuff.
And it's not your quarterback. And now, I think that this is a plague of NFL fans and franchises. So whenever something going wrong on the offense or the defense or the team, it always falls to the quarterback. And especially...
And you're right.
And it's even when they're doing something right. When it's like, oh my God, look at how good the team is doing. It's got to be
the only
quarterback.
The only reason why it's like that is because when you view leadership in any kind of sport, the person who controls the ball, the pitcher, the point guard, the quarterback, they are viewed as the leader of that team. They are viewed as the person who is the lifeblood of that team. When a team does bad, when a team gives up 10 runs, it's not because the defense made 7 errors. It's because the pitcher couldn't find his location. When a football team doesn't do good, when they didn't score enough points, it doesn't matter that the defense gave up 45 points. The offense didn't perform. Unfortunately, that's just the stigma that's on these players.
And I don't look at the NFL like that.
But the Giants team just overall isn't very good.
They're in a very low spot.
And then Eli's shoulders, which aren't very broad, should not be carrying the
everything.
Load.
If you watch, this has been a problem for the last 2 or 3 years. We can talk about how bad the offensive line is or whatever. It's been terrible since 2011. After Chris Snee, who's going to be a Hall of Fame center, retired, that offensive line has died. But what you could talk about is the youth in the secondary and literally just the lack of talent on defense.
Yeah, they haven't drafted well.
They don't draft well.
You have one guy in Barkley. That's it.
Yeah, literally our offense right now.
He should be getting more touches.
He should be getting more touches. I agree. But like, if you watch the game against the Bills last week, there were plays where Bills wide receivers were uncovered. I'm talking the closest defender was 10 yards away. And it's like Josh Allen, young talent, can make those throws.
Yeah.
Because there's no one there. Anyone should be able to make those throws.
Mm-hmm.
There were plenty of mistakes on the Giants side of the ball. Do not get me wrong. There were interceptions. There was a lot of missed throws, drop passes. But the fact of the matter is Josh Allen marched up and down the field on us, not throwing contested passes, throwing wide open completions.
Yeah.
And that stems from the defense. And I am very old school when I talk about football. is your team should start with defense. If the other team can't score, all you have to do is kick field goals.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm very much the same mindset. Old school, pound the rock, get some defense.
Exactly.
And you know the new NFL is if you're not scoring 35 points, you're gonna lose.
But you still see these defensive teams make it to the playoffs and make it far. The Bears, the Ravens, every year the Ravens have a team on the field, and it's because of defense.
Even the Patriots. The Patriots defense defenses are great.
It's subtly one of the best defenses every year.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. Because they play team games.
Yeah. And then the next quarterback, also great quarterback, Drew Brees, sad to see. What, breaks his thumb? What did he do?
I believe it's tendon stuff.
Tendon stuff. Yeah, he's done for the year, also getting surgery. It's just crazy, man. And then Teddy Bridgewater's the guy backing
and
up.
Teddy Bridgewater's more than capable of stepping in and not filling Drew Brees' shoes, but playing games.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
He's a dynamic young quarterback who missed his shot after the Vikings.
With an injury. Mm. Yeah. Serious injury.
And that's seriously, like, he left the Vikings after the injury, rehabs. He did a stint with the Jets. They were willing to bring him back. They ended up signing Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He moved. He went down to New Orleans. And then he had the ability to leave there, and he decided to stay and play in that system because he believed that the franchise would eventually fall to him, or he would have chances somewhere else, or he'd have any kind of time to shine.
And plus, I also feel like similar with what the Steelers should have done. He realized that Drew Brees isn't going to be a Hall of Famer. If you study and learn underneath someone like that. Yeah. And the talent is there for Teddy Bridgewater,
right,
too.
Exactly.
For
sure. He can make the throws, and he's mobile.
And he has wide receivers.
And he learned under one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so
he's the best quarterback to ever do it.
Drew Brees?
Yes.
I 100% agree with you on that.
I'm glad to be in a room with people that think that because
Man.
He literally has every single number except Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
That's literally yards, touchdowns, 5,000 yard seasons.
But learning under someone like that, learning how to read stuff, interacting with that is something that isn't tangible. Like, you won't see that on the field until he performs. You won't see it in practice until you won't see it in. The only time you'll see it is during a game when he does things that echo who he studied under.
When he takes the team down on Monday Night Football with 37 seconds and wins the game, that's when you'll see what Teddy Bridgewater learned from Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can analyze that game however you want, but it boils down to Drew Brees completed 3 perfect passes, got them in field goal range, and then Will Lutz
did the rest.
Hit the longest field goal of his career.
Yeah.
Facts.
He's a great quarterback. It sucks because, like, this whole year has been, like, a lot of these guys have been their last seasons are, like,
coming. They're here or they're coming.
Yeah, and then they're all, like, down with injury.
Yeah.
Or have mono if you're Sam Darnold.
Yeah, whatever.
But we're gonna transition into our picks for this week. We're gonna start with the very, very, very first game, which is tonight, the Titans at Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Nate's got the
Tennessee.
He's got the Titans.
I'm gonna say that the Titans win, but I also think that Jalen Ramsey gets traded before the game's over.
Oh.
He will be traded live.
Mid-game.
He won't. He'll be on the field, but there will be a tweet from Schefter saying, Jalen Ramsey was just traded to the New York Giants, that he's been traded. I think that's going to happen. If it doesn't happen tonight, it'll happen by the weekend.
All right, I got Jaguars. I think Leonard Fournette's going to eat up that defense, which is
absolutely not.
It's going to be a shock, but I think he will. Next game we have is a snooze fest here. We have the Bengals at the Bills.
Bengals.
Bills.
You said Bengals?
Yeah.
All right. Nate has the Bengals. Lions and Eagles. Eagles should destroy the Lions.
Probably. I'll take the Eagles.
They should.
I'm taking the Lions.
Lions have no offensive line, man.
Also, snooze fest. These stupid Patriots play in, like, the worst division.
They literally do. They play in the worst division in football.
The Jets and the Patriots in New England.
Patriots by 28.
Yeah. Same. It's stupid. They got the Dolphins and the Jets.
Yeah. And the Bills for the last 20 years.
Gosh. Raiders, Vikings.
Vikings.
Raiders.
Rip.
No, Raiders are a good team. We have the Ravens at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I'm going to go Ravens.
This is a
I'm going to go Ravens.
Yeah, it's going to be.
The reason why it's not
going to be. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
No, it's not. The Ravens are going to shut it down, man.
You think so?
They field a top-five defense every year. You tell me Earl Thomas isn't poised for one of the best years he's ever had in his career.
This is going to be a close game.
I'm
but
calling Ravens on this one.
I got Kansas City.
I don't know, man. I'm a coin flip on this one. I'm just gonna say Ravens.
There you
go. I don't believe it. I'm gonna say Ravens.
What color jersey are they wearing? Where are they playing?
They're away. They're gonna be in Kansas City.
It could be an alternate all blacks, baby.
That'd be nice. So we have the Falcons at Indianapolis playing the Colts.
Colts.
Yeah, Brown, I'm gonna say Colts. Thinking? I'm going Colts as well.
T.Y. Hilton gonna feast.
See. Screw it, Colts.
All right. All the way across the board, Colts. All right. We also have the Broncos at the Packers.
Green Bay.
Packers.
I'm going to take Broncos just for fun.
Just for funsies? Yeah. Just because Joe Flacco is elite?
Yeah. Also because Brian's out here. Shout out to Brian. The lone Bronco.
Yeah, I know a couple Broncos fans, actually, which is interesting.
Dolphins and the Cowboys.
Cowboys. What are you talking about?
Cowboys. Giants and Bucks. Oh, you didn't pick. Going Dolphins?
No, I was going to say the refs. But no, definitely them boys.
Them boys? We them boys. The Giants at the Bucks.
Taking the Giants. They're my team, but I also think they're going to win.
I do as well.
I legitimately think they're going to win.
Giants for me.
I think Daniel Jones goes off.
I think Daniel Jones.
First game as a starter quarterback.
I literally think he throws three touchdowns.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
I think two of them are going to be Evan Ingram.
I don't think Jameis Winston is going to eat a W.
The problem with Jameis is he's bad.
Panthers at the Cardinals.
Panthers easy.
Yeah, Panthers.
Cardinals. I'm going Cardinals. He's going to.
Kyler Murray's booty, man.
Kyler Murray's going to have a good game, too.
He's 5'11 and a half, and they lied about his height.
That doesn't matter.
So is Drew Brees.
No, Drew Brees is 6'4.
How big was Doug Flutie?
Tiny, dude.
4'12 and a half.
Steelers at the Niners.
Niners.
Steelers are finally going to pick up a win.
Yeah.
Niners are hot.
Steelers are going to be 0-3.
They're going to start 0-3, bro.
I think Mason Rudolph does great, but I think they're still going to go 0-3.
No, I think the defense is going to step up huge. I think they're going to shut down.
Their secondary is bad.
But I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's a 22-year-old free safety. You can't put a young player in a dilapidated secondary that team to get better.
But they have other safeties and stuff. They might move in the corner. Yeah, they do. Sean Davis is a good corner. Is a good
he's
safety.
Hurt.
He's not hurt.
Sean Davis is hurt.
He's been battling it, but he's been playing, though,
which means
I just think that the Steelers have a lot to prove this week, and against a hot team like the 49ers they're going to pick up their win.
They're going
to
go into San Fran and leave with their heads held low with that 3-0.
You're a great motivational coach, aren't you?
0-3, rather.
We have the Saints and Seahawks in Seattle.
This is going to be a good game.
I think so, too.
I'm taking Seattle.
I'm going to take Seattle, too. I think just their defense is just going to smother. With Jadeveon Clowney, dude, they're going to get sacks.
Yeah,
one of the worst trades I've ever seen, ever.
It was a rob.
Oh, my God.
He got robbed.
God, I hate the freaking Texans, man.
Yeah. Speaking of the Texans, Texans at the L.A. Chargers.
Ooh. Texans.
I'm going Chargers. Yeah, split decision.
I'm gonna go Texans.
Texans, okay.
Good man.
It's a sneaker. And then the Cleveland Rams versus the Cleveland Browns.
The what?
Yeah, dude. That's a history lesson right there.
Started in
Cleveland Rams. Yeah,
that was like what, like
the in Cleveland
60s?
Stop.
50s?
Yeah.
30s?
Way back in the day, first like season of the NFL.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Rams. Baker Mayfield threw picks.
What you got?
I'm taking Cleveland.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Got him.
Oh, my God.
You're going with the Browns. Okay.
Yes. The Cleveland Browns.
That was interesting. I kind of like that, though. I'm going to go Rams.
Yeah, I got Rams.
I'm just taking the Browns because I feel like, I don't know.
And then another terrible Monday night game. We have the Chicago Bears at the Washington Redskins.
The Bears.
Yeah, who's their quarterback in Washington?
Oh, it's Case Keenum, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We just talked about the Browns, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I'm sorry.
Good.
Did you guys see that the watch company Richard Mille called out Odell Beckham Jr. for his watch being fake?
Did they really? I didn't hear.
Yeah,
about
no,
being fake.
They called him back on their Instagram story.
Wow.
They called it out and said that he was wearing a piece of plastic made in China.
Well, I mean,
I was like, oh, snap.
Not like he couldn't afford it if he wanted it. I mean,
yeah, seriously.
Just like they're making it a big deal. Like, he's playing with a $200,000 watch. It's like, you act like he wouldn't have five of them.
Right.
You know?
So, it's time.
But yeah,
to
they called him out.
Time for high school picks. But like I said, Brian destroyed us in the high school games. Brian went 17-2. In the high school games.
Jeez, I'm picking all the teams he picked.
I know, right? I went alone. I did pretty bad. I lost the first five games we picked, or six, whatever it was.
Oh my gosh!
No, I went 7-0 first seven games we picked. I ended up with a record of 12-8. Like I said, Brian 17-2, and then Nate went 14-6.
Which isn't bad considering I'm not from here.
That's not bad.
I don't know anything about these high
school
teams.
And then Brian squeaked out with the overall record, beating everybody with a record of 24-11. Nate in second place with 23-13. And then I had a record of 22-14. So it's a close race. But
it's a game apart, man.
I know. It's close. But the thing is, he destroyed us in the high school games. If it wasn't for that,
he would be behind.
Yeah, he had a losing record in the NFL games.
Nice.
So.
All right.
We're going to make some picks again,
Let's
too.
Let's get it.
So we have Austin Town Fitch against Warren G. Harding, which is that's a great game.
Fitch.
Harding.
Yeah, I'm going Harding as well. Hallen at Boardman. Boardman. Has – they both have a record of 1-2.
Hallen.
Ooh, what'd you say?
Boardman.
Hallen.
Hallen. Canfield at Notre Dame Cathedral.
Canfield.
Sure.
Canfield as well. Three – all right across the board there for Canfield. Champion – and Wyndham.
Wyndham. We used to play Wyndham in high school, dude.
Champion.
I'm going to go Wyndham as well. I think they're going to pull off a sneaky win. Champion has a record of 2-1. Wyndham, 1-2. I'm going with Wyndham as well. Cardinal Mooney at St. Vincent St. Mary.
It's Mooney.
Mooney.
Yeah, why not? I'll go Mooney as well. Chaney with a record of 2-1 against his Maple Heights, also 2-1.
Chaney.
What he said.
Chaney as well. This is going to be boring. Here we go. Matthews at Weirington.
Wait, the Matthews Mustangs?
Yes.
We're taking Weirington. Let's get them.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. I'm taking them as well.
Sure.
All right, again. Chalker at Conneton Valley. Is that what that is?
Conneaut.
Conneaut, thank Conneaut. You.
Oh, we'll go Conneaut because they're Conneaut. Both bad.
Yeah, they're both 0-3.
Conneaut.
Yep. I'll go Chalker.
Is it at Conneaut?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going with Chalker. Pinebatoon Valley versus Newberry.
I'm taking PV.
What's the record, PV, baby?
PV is
0-3.
0-3.
Let's go. What's the other team?
The 1-2.
Oh man, I gotta go.
I'm taking PV because
that's my team.
That's
my team.
Is that where you guys went to school?
That's where my fiance went.
Yeah, fiance. That's where I went to school.
No way.
Yeah, man.
It's funny. It's a long story, but real quick.
Go for it.
I found out he was from PV. I had a class with him, and I was like, I asked my fiance. I was like, hey. Do you know this kid? And she was like, oh my God, yeah. And then I asked him if he knew my fiance, and he was like, oh my God, yeah. And I was like, small world.
Then we have the next game we got up is Lakeview at Girard. Girard is 3-0, and then Lakeview is 1-2.
Girard.
I'm going with Lakeview as in like Cortland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going Lakeview?
Yeah, I'm going Lakeview.
I got Girard. Girard's stupid talented. Niles 3-0, and then Jefferson at 1-2.
Niles.
Jefferson.
Niles as well. Hubbard. 2-1. Struthers 2-1.
Hubbard.
Hubbard.
Struthers. I'm going Struthers. South Range against Poland. This is
Poland.
Weird. That's so weird for me to say. Because I went to South Range and we've never played like Poland, Boardman, Struthers, any of these schools until this year.
What's
Poland.
The record on Poland?
Poland is 1-2. South Range is 2-1.
Take South Range to get them.
Yeah. Roll Raiders. You can go.
Roll Raiders.
Yeah. Go Raiders.
Roll Tide, baby.
Campbell.
Oh.
Like the animal.
Rip.
But it's missed this opportunity to be the Campbell Camels. We talked about this last year.
Yeah, last show. Yeah. Campbell has a record of 2-1 against LeBray, which is 1-2.
LeBray.
Campbell.
I know LeBray.
Campbell is also a very talented team.
I don't know.
Crestview that has absolutely zero seniors with a record of 0-3, and then Newton Falls with a record of 1-2.
Newton Falls.
Dude, Newton Falls is booty, though.
I know. It's crazy.
What's the other team?
Crestview, and they're not very good either.
Just to spite this girl I tried to date. Crestview.
Just cuz. I'm going Newton Falls.
I drive through Newton Falls all the time.
I said Newton Falls.
Okay, I missed it. I'm sorry. Liberty, 1-2. Brookfield, 2-1.
Brookfield.
Brookfield, I guess.
Brookfield as well. Brookfield, I said last show, massive running back. This guy scares me.
350 pounds.
Dude, he's a beast. He's like Jerome Bettis.
Nice. So he is 350 pounds.
Ursuline with a record of 0-3 against East, 2-1.
Ursuline. They're going to pick up a dub.
Ursuline, let's get it. Underdogs.
I'm going with East High.
You're not
going
to take the Ursuline, bro?
You're taking the East High Knights?
No. What? The East High?
I don't know. I was making a High School Musical reference.
That was lame. I didn't
Shut
even,
up.
Yeah, you just stay in your lane, dude.
I'm sorry.
McDonald, record of 1-2. Mineral Ridge, 3-0.
Mineral Ridge, bro.
We're going to McDonald's?
No, the game we're picking.
Oh. I want a Big Mac.
Stop.
Maybe afterwards.
You are a Big Mac.
Woo, Big Mac Daddy. No?
I need an adult. All right, so who
I am
teams?
An adult.
McDonald and who?
McDonald, Mineral Ridge.
Mineral Ridge.
Same. Mineral Ridge is going to keep rolling. They're 3-0 right now. Western Reserve with a record 2-1 versus Jackson Milton, 3-0. This is a crazy game.
Western Reserve, bro.
I'm going to go Jackson Milton.
Jackson Milton.
Yeah, Milton.
I can't wait to see this.
Springfield, really good team with a record of 3-0 versus Lowville. Also a pretty good team, 3-0 as well.
Lowville.
Springfield. I got to. It sucks, but I'm going to. Their quarterback is really good. Beachwood 2-1, Grand Valley 0-3.
Dude,
he's not
screw
taking
Grand Valley, dude.
As soon as you said that, I was like there's no physical way.
They're 0-3 too. They're
like there's
trash.
No physical way he's going to take them. Whoever the other team was.
They were
Grand
like
Valley.
A state competitor Beachwood. When I was a senior, man.
So all three of us
is
taking
that,
Beachwood?
Is that a rivalry still a thing?
I don't know. I'm not in school there anymore, bro.
So everybody's
taking Beachwood then, right?
Yeah. All I know is I meet people from Grand Valley all the time and I'm like you.
We have two games left. We have Garfield 3-0 and then JFK 2-1.
JFK.
All the way with JFK. We have Valley Christian 1-2 versus Hudson Western Reserve Academy.
The first one, because I don't want to say the second one.
The second one, because I don't want to say the first one.
I'll take Hudson, too. Why not? So, there we go.
Let's go.
Are our picks. I'll go back through. I'll listen to them. We'll get them organized.
I got
we'll
this High Valley
I
dub.
I demand next show, we do Western Pennsylvania as well. Because it gets covered by WFMJ.
Why do we care?
Yeah.
Because I'm from there.
So?
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
Why do
I mean,
we
I,
care?
Only school I know is Farrell. That's all I got.
Okay, yeah, never mind then.
I don't know anything else about Hickory, right?
Yeah, Hermitage.
Listen, when Pine Valley wins this game, you let me know, bro.
We'll let
is
you
it
know.
A home game?
What is it? Hold on. For Pima Tumi?
Yeah.
It might be.
Dude, if it is, I'll go to the game and I'll cover it live for you guys.
No, it's a wait. It's at Newberry.
I ain't going there.
Newberry.
So, yeah, there we go. We'll get back. I'll tell everybody how everyone did. And, it was a really cool day. Thanks for coming on for the show.
No problem. I love being here. I love the studio.
Nobody can't see what we brought into the studio today, but I won, like, a mug from, like, the Rhine House, and I got, like, Mountain Dew in a cup. I look fancy. I feel so swanky. We also got, like, a ton of free Walmart bags because, you know.
They have Red Bull
in
them.
We didn't get plastic Walmart bags.
No,
we got
nice.
Like little back.
Like
we got
bags.
Little like back to college stuff when they had they have Red Bulls, a Butterfinger, some other stuff,
deodorant.
But we could say shamelessly that we did good,
dude. I'll tell you what.
I'm actually going back downstairs.
How many bags did you get?
I got six. I'm gonna ask for like seven more.
I got three today. I've got like 10 at home, and it's not a joke.
I
think it's my third one I've grabbed in the last couple days.
I tell you what, the best part about
I'm
going
not gonna
down need
to buy deodorant for a year.
I know,
same thing. Best part about going down there is what Brent walked up and said to the cute young lady who was behind the counter.
Wearing overalls.
Yeah, he walks up and he goes, wow, I really like your outfit. It's really cute overall.
And
she
got all red. She blushed.
She
was
swooning
very
right there.
Listen,
she was
man.
Swooning.
Listen, you know.
Can't believe you didn't give her your number, bro.
Listen, hey, it's how my life goes, you know. I'm worried about
He's going to run into her again today, and he's going to make another overall comment, and then he's going to get her number.
He's like, how was your day? Mine was pretty good overall. Walks away. Doesn't even say anything. Just walks
She catches
away.
Up to him. Here's my number, by the way.
Hey, you know what? You got to do what you can. I'm just trying to, you know, it's a good
Play
line.
The field, you know?
I'm just talking, man. Just talking.
You talk to everybody.
I do talk to everybody.
You're a nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. It's easy to talk to people when you know everybody.
I don't know her at all. I don't know too many people.
I know. I'm just but you're personable. You're
Thank
good.
You.
You're good.
I like to
you're
think I'm
easy
personable.
Person to talk to.
Why are we turning the last few minutes of the show into complimenting Brent? I don't like it.
What else would we do?
I don't know. Can we talk about how nice your beard is, though?
It's really not, though. It really needs trimmed up.
Colin
really
has
bad.
A great beard.
It does need trimmed up. It's kind of scraggly, but
it's
overall,
it's scraggly, and it's easily the length of both of yours put together plus Brent's
Listen,
hair.
My beard does not grow out the way it should. Mine grows really curly, so I have to keep it close up
you
to my
get
face.
A beard straightener, bro.
No.
Yeah, it's just like a pomade. You just like put in there. Like...
Why are we doing that? I don't know. Why are we shushing? We have like 2 minutes. I'm trying to kill time here.
I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Me too.
Honestly.
So
I can just drink a gallon of water on air.
So when's your show so people tell people the one to listen? What's your show?
Tuesdays, noon to two, the off-topic show with Colin and Scott. You can join me live and my co-host, Scott Hogan, and we have a guest every week. This week, our guest is Brett Allen Morgan. He is a guitar player from Pennsylvania. Super, super, super cool guy. I've known him for like 12 years.
Nice.
10 or 11, 12.
What's your website again?
It's www.
Wait, hold on. Everybody grab a sheet of paper and a pen. Pay very close attention. It's a long one. Go ahead. Say it slow.
www.the-off-topic-show.com. And that is not...
/#.
Pound,
starfish.
Pound.
Pound, pound.
That's our website. You can also listen to our podcasts on the Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Podbean.com.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right, since you're plugging your stuff, you can follow me on Instagram at Hawthorne_32. Follow me on Twitter at Hawthorne_32. Yeah, I'm not very creative when it comes to names.
Follow me on Instagram, so.off.topic.
Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate everyone. Make sure you share the show when it goes up and everything. And don't forget, journalism matters, and go sports, everybody.